Ching ching!
Butterfly in the sky. I could go twice as high. Take a look. It's in a book. The Reading Rainbow. Hello, Gigi.
Hi.
Okay.
Which episode do you want to do first?
A lamb. It's about the things I gotta work on. I only have 14 things on my list. Hey guys, welcome back to Call Me When You Get Off podcast. My name is Shan.
And I'm Gigi.
We're back, okay? In a new year, okay?
Happy New Year, everybody.
Happy New Year. Does it feel new to you?
Brand new. Like a fresh car. No, actually, it's like I went to a pre-owned certified, but you know what?
Yeah, this feels like a continuous drag.
Yeah, I'm not gonna lie, like I didn't really feel a transition between last year and this year, mm-hmm. but I think it's really what you make it. But if I thought about like when it did hit 12 o'clock and I was like, oh, it is 2026.
Right.
Okay.
Well, we're here. This is episode 11. You can find our podcast on your favorite podcast app. Clearly, because you're here listening, you found it. And we're so happy to have you. This is a podcast, basically, where we say things and we talk about things and we discuss things that you would on the phone with your bestie at the end of a day of this life we call adulting. And it just feels good to just get it off. And this is where you get it off, okay? And your hands don't get dirty.
Ours do, though.
Yeah.
For you.
Okay. We'll do the work. So, I wanted to do this topic because it's January and we all have things to work on. And you really have to ask yourself personally, do you actually want to work on them? Or do you want to just say, I'm going to work on it? Would you like the work to be long term or would you like it to be a quick fix? Because those are accountable questions for yourself. And would you like it to be better because you want it to be better for you only or better for you and others? That will kind of give you an idea of if you're being selfless or selfish.
Okay? But sometimes you have to be selfish.
You do. It's not completely horrible to be selfish sometimes. I think a lot of people have to learn how to be. Men are really good at that.
Ba-da-ba-bum.
Do with that what you will. But yeah, that's what we're going to discuss today.
Can I add some things?
Yeah.
But this is like a judgment-free zone and a conversation that we're having. So there might be things you might agree with. There might be things that you might even find some similarities with. But this is like a place of us being vulnerable with you guys and knowing that like it's okay to know or want to know yourself. Mm-hmm. And how to make yourself better. This is about personal growth. Mm-hmm. Not, you ain't shit. You'll never be shit. And we your mama made
you. Always would say that to me.
What?
About themselves. Anya's dad.
What? They say he was never going to be shit?
Yeah. I'm just like, sir, stop saying that about yourself.
If you believe it, you can achieve it.
And you've been achieving it, okay? For the last 12 years. Poor Tink Tink.
And I do want to say, like, us sharing this with you doesn't mean that we're broken individuals. It just means that we're aware of what our personal growths are and right. what our goals in getting to understand who we are and the place that we are in right now.
Right. And it's just being honest out loud.
Yeah. So don't judge me. Y'all. Judge your mama. Okay.
Okay. Because I feel like people think these things about themselves, but they don't say it out loud. So when you don't say something out loud or you don't put it down on paper, it's as if it doesn't exist and people just sit with this. This is where you just get to see how imperfect we are and we all got shit to work on. And that's why I wanted to do this episode. So that's basically it for that. But what did you miss? It's a new Nike challenge this month. It's been a week and a couple of days, and I'm already at 37 miles. The goal is 50. I should slow down.
you know what? You don't have to. If this is your pace, I think that especially because it's a challenge, it's already letting you know that you're going to get to about 50 before the end of this month.
I know.
It just pushes you to understand that, like, these goals that you're setting for yourself, you can exceed. And to slow down is only to say that you're just trying to be with the masses. And that's not you, Shan.
Oh.
If you want to walk 52 miles, 65 miles,
do it. For Jesus. Yeah. And some sandals and chancletas. Okay. So that's that. What else? I had a very much hated work week. Too much fucking talking to people I don't know. The calls are back to back to back. We had a customer pay towards a $350 bill, $35,000, and wanted a quick fix. Sir, no, we cannot do that. So that was a hectic call. I spent a lot of time today talking to women who don't like the answer they're hearing, so they changed the question. And Chantal's answer remains the same. And it gets a bit frustrating because they want to know, is there someone else that they could speak to get a yes? And I'm just like, sure. Here's my supervisor's alias. But he has to speak to one of us to get the approval. And they are past their allowances of paying anything less. So the answer is probably going to be no. But here's his details.
And go be great for him.
Please, because why are you still talking to me when I told you the answer 5 times? So that was majority of my work week. So I'm so glad when I clocked out today. Even though next week I'm in the office with my fucking psycho bitch.
I know the feeling, girl. And I'm not doing it. I choose not to do it, actually.
This is a thing about the office for me. The bathroom is not close to me. I want to stay hydrated. But that means I'm constantly getting up. And in order to not cuss people out, I eat things I shouldn't. Like Milk Duds and peanut butter M&Ms. Things that I want to regularly eat at home when I'm sitting at my desk. So, yeah. But that's
where your steps are going to come in. So we'll understand that.
If I could get them in, because my day is so long.
Well, if you have to go to the bathroom that much, you on your cycle, you're probably going to be going to the bathroom a lot. So that's going to be your steps right there.
That's a fact. What's my good thing that happened this week? I got my Nike Shox R4s today.
What color?
Silver and black. They're so cute. They have, like, red shocks in the heels of them.
I feel like I know what they look like.
Yes. I said, I look like I'm going to play football, but not with those balls.
I was like, oh, the Nike shocks. The balls on the Nike shocks. Got it.
But, yeah. What's been going on with you? What did I miss? New Year's till now. What happened?
Okay.
You look so cute.
I do?
Yes.
Oh, thanks. I bartended where I had stopped in on the pod, which I didn't see, well, the Zoom call that you guys was on, but I didn't see anybody. I just knew that, like, I saw me saying hi to y'all, but I didn't see, like, I feel like I saw, like, pictures of people.
It's because most people didn't have their cameras on.
Got it.
And when you're on Zoom for the phone, you have to change.
Yeah, and I didn't really have that much time. Like, I was just trying to like make sure I like tapped in and say hi.
Check in.
Yeah, and that day wasn't that busy, but I made me a decent amount of money, but it wasn't that busy.
Mm-hmm.
And I was like, it'd be my first time back there in probably like a month. So it was good to get back. No, not even. Maybe 3 weeks. But it seemed like it was a long time. What else? I did have a passing in my family. Very young man. Yeah, it was my cousin's husband. He had a heart condition. And although, like, he was in and out of hospital, it really wasn't expected because it happened, like, right before the New Year. So it kind of, like, when I say, like, right before, I mean, like, New Year's. day or eve, like so close.
Dang.
And his birthday's on January 30th. So it was just like, he was just right there to make it to his birthday. And he didn't make it. So that's been a little gloomy on there. And then the third thing, let's see. I still realize I just don't like my job, but I don't think that's new.
That's not new at all.
I don't think that's new. But I have been applying and just trying to keep my head on together because places like that will try you. And if I think of anything good,
mm-hmm.
I'm bartending this weekend.
Okay.
On Saturday and Sunday.
Coin.
So I'm going to have a little extra money in my pocket.
Yeah.
So I love that for me.
Get them people's paycheck money. I love it.
Yes. Yes. I cannot wait. It's like the only time where it's okay for me to show my assets.
Yes.
And understand that I'm delivering a service and some form of entertainment without being, you know, disrespected. Well, I guess it depends on who's talking to me, but I do enjoy it, so I guess that's the good thing. I could have something to look forward to that this weekend. I'm going to be making some money.
I love that.
That's good.
What was I going to say? I had an idea. I think
French trip?
Where?
I don't know. I feel like every time I look at the news, they stopping people from traveling everywhere. Like,
listen, it is so daunting.
I'm scared to go anywhere. I was like, all right, last year was Jamaica.
I'm scared to buy a ticket to go anywhere.
It's like, now it was like some other part of the Caribbean, but like people in like St. Lucia, St. Vincent, like they wasn't able to get back home. And I was just like,
he's a Grinch. He's like a yearly Grinch, like the whole year, not just around Christmas.
Like, I don't even know what to do. And I wanted to book something like now. And I'm just like, I don't even know what's going to happen within a year. But I'm going to cross my fingers and I'm just going to say, that's why travel insurance is a thing. But don't stop your roll.
Yeah.
Because the world is trying to stop you.
Yeah. I think I'm going to cut my hair tomorrow.
What you mean?
I'm going to the salon tomorrow.
Okay. But when you say cut, like trim? I feel like going back to...
No, not like super cut. Like, I think I want to do like a long bob.
Okay. Because your hair is fairly long. But okay, so a trim. We're going to do a trim.
A trim and a slight cut.
Okay. I'm going to say a little layered.
So I feel like it'll grow back fast.
Your hair always grows back fast. I'm just trying to find reasons why you need to cut it in the first place. But you know what? And you are creative, so you know what? I get that 100%. And the fact that it's just about hair that you can cut.
January, February, March, April. By springtime, it'll be like I didn't do anything.
I trust it. I saw you when you was bald-headed, girl.
Okay. Bald-headed, scallop black. Ain't got no hair in bed.
By choice, y'all. By choice. It was by choice.
Oh, yeah. By choice. Okay. I was bald like my coochie in the summertime.
Only in the summertime?
I mean, I ball her sometimes just to see her. Be like, hey, girl.
Oh. It's like a monthly ritual. That's a part of, like, my budget.
Oh, you go to the abusers to do that.
You know what? There's not an abuser. I don't think it's abuse.
I think it's abuse.
I think everything, I think in moderation, it may feel... Now it sounds like I got Stockholm Syndrome. It don't hurt after a while.
I was telling my mom about my pussy hairs yesterday. I said, Mom, I don't know what kind of pussy hairs these are, girl. These come from the land of the heritage.
You know, they got to go for
my
me.
My hairs are more stubborn than I am. I'm just like, these things mean business!
Well, that's why you have to go get them waxed. And then they start understanding that they are an employee and they are not the boss.
My hair doesn't understand nobody. My hair is just like, let me tell you something. Let me tell you something about me. That's what my hair is.
My hair used to talk, and I was like, what'd you say?
What? Oh, she's so...
Wait till Friday. I want to see how much you got to say then, huh?
Jesus. Mm-mm-mm. Okay, let's hop into this thing. All right, things I gotta work on. You wanna go two for two?
Yeah, that works because like mines are put together anyway, so.
Okay. My number one thing, and I did have some today because I had no cookies. I want to consume less ice cream. I feel like ice cream is a danger, like empty calories and alcohol. But I'm not an alcohol drinker. But if there's a ice cream I like that's on sale, it's going to get eight.
For you, okay.
It's going to get eight. And I don't need it. And I need to remember, girl, you just did 4 miles today. What are you doing? Is it worth it? Let me work it.
Put my thing down, flip it, and reverse it. I was trying to remember the words. I was like, well, I'm going to be there.
My second thing I need to do is I want to yell at these girls less. They make it so hard. They make it so hard. So.
I love that. You know what? Okay, so I'm going to stick up a round of mine too, because then I'll use like, because I have a food one. Too. Okay. So I want to eat cheeseburgers less.
Ooh.
Now, and it's all form cheeseburgers because I'll do like a beef burger and I'll also do a turkey burger. But I think that I love them too much, and I'm starting to see it in my cheeks, both of them, and it could be a benefit depending on who's looking at those cheeks.
Oh, okay.
But for me, I'm having to like consider wearing more different clothes, and I already bought clothes last year, so I gotta relax. I gotta put the cheeseburgers down, and even though like, I do have this iron thing where red meat should be a thing, but that's not the only thing that you can have, like, have that's protein. Yeah. And I think I've just taken advantage of
you
that.
You have greens, but yes. Sometimes you do crave a burger.
Yes, and beans. Like, there's so many other things. But I love cheeseburgers. I love them so much.
I just like burgers.
I love them. Like, all kinds. They used to call me cheeseburger buns when I was growing up. That's how bad that I love cheeseburgers. Like, it was. Like, there would be times, like, we would travel. Like, we always did, like, family vacations. And then we would go out to eat when I was younger. And they already knew what I wanted. And that's the only time that, like, when I was really able to eat cheeseburgers when we went out. Because I lived in a Caribbean household. So we eat rice, chicken, rice, chicken, rice. You know, they try to switch it up. And this one time I went and they told me, like, Gigi, like, you can get whatever you want. You can even look at the big... the adult menu, and you get whatever you want, but you cannot get a burger.
Oh my God.
I looked at the waitress. The waitress looked at me. I was like, man, I ordered a grilled cheese by the end of the thing. They gave me a burger anyway. And this is how, see, I gotta learn. If they would have not let me eat the burger, I probably would have been okay now. We fast forward all these years, and I'm still stuck on cheeseburgers.
My God. I made burgers, I think Tuesday, and,
Monday was for me.
I ate them with the keto wrap.
Oh, that's nice.
And spinach and the hummus on it. The girls had the buns. They had, like, the mini slider buns.
I guess mine wasn't Monday. Mine was Wednesday. I had it on Wednesday.
Okay.
Yeah, no, I had potato bread. I messed it all up.
Ooh, potato bread, sugar.
When I say that these cheeks just keep, I feel like I'm like Mario. He jumping on the thing, he keep getting bigger. Like that's me. My temper sometimes, and I think it's just sometimes it's really about stress. But I want to be more self aware. That's actually what my list is about: self awareness of how I respond to people when I'm not in great spaces. And that's why I tend not to talk to people when I'm not in great spaces, because then I could come off like a B-I-T-C-H. And that's not my aura. But when you talk to me in times where I don't want to be spoken to, I'm going to look at you and either I'm not going to speak or stop talking to me.
Yeah. And some people don't pick it up.
Yeah. But I don't think that's always their fault. You know, you don't always know what you're walking into. You're not next to me 24/7 to know that Gigi might not be having the greatest day or in the mood for interactions. And so I think, and this is something that has recently started, but I want to be more self-conscious about how I respond to certain people.
Hey, this is Juice. Thanks for checking out this podcast episode. You can also check out my podcast, Chilling with Juice, dropped every single week, every Friday. Don't miss it.
When I'm in certain spaces, and maybe I just need to let them know, like, I just need a minute before I respond to you. I'm going to circle back, and I'm going to be the best version of myself that I can be for you in this conversation. So give me about 2 minutes.
I respect it. I like that. My third and fourth is I need a 10 p.m. bedtime.
In what season?
In all seasons.
Starting?
Yesterday.
Oh, okay. Well, okay.
So the thing about your 30s is, in your 20s, you can stay up as long as you want. Nobody's going to know that you went to sleep at 1 a.m. and you got up at 4. You look great. The thing about your 30s is... You see these dark circles? I have like Heels eye cream. Okay. Who has not yet defeated my 11:51 p.m. bedtime? And I get up at 5.
Yeah.
Get up at 5, whether the girls are at school, going to school or not. I get up at 5 on the weekend. I'm getting up at 5 tomorrow morning to go to the gym so I can sweat one more time before I go get my hair done. And 10 million strong and showing. So I need to get my ass to bed. I need to go to sleep and stop accessing things and figuring out, I could do this real quick. There's nothing real quick with me.
Mm-mm.
I'm always stacking shit that I don't need to do right now.
Well.
And so I want to get better at having my cutoff limit with that. My number four thing is, if I could cut out sugar for like 6 months, I'll be good. But God gave me a cycle. And when I don't have sugar, I am so violent. Verbally and things that are physical that are not working for me are on the verge of being broken. And so, yeah.
So I have a question, though. So if the idea is for you to, like, slow down, like, with sweets, what would then end up being your alternative? Because if you are already aware that you not having sweets makes you this type of person, and from number one and two, like, you're not, well, number two, you're not trying to be that person.
Mm-hmm.
What things have you already thought about what you
can do? I have to have a constant access to fresh fruit.
Okay.
So that's why I try to keep that in my fridge at all times. Like right now, Ari just told me she finished a bag of apples today.
A bag of apples?
Girl, there was 8 apples in that bag. I bought it on Tuesday. It's done today. Today's Friday.
Well, those are good apples.
She said they're so good. I said, girl, I wouldn't know because I didn't even get one.
Are they red, green?
They're red and yellow. So I keep fruits in the fridge, pineapples, berries, and a Greek yogurt that has high protein in there. Try to keep some granola in the house if I hide it from Anya. And I try to keep that there so I can get the illusion that I got sugar. But if I'm at the office, there is no illusion that you got sugar. You either got it or you don't. There is no fresh fruit just sitting in the fridge all the time, because you should see what I put in my lunchbox. You would think I'm a man working on the railroad.
I'm screaming.
I'm a snacker when I'm places I don't want to be. And so I try to make sure I have like the healthiest snacks I can have. But because this is my cycle week, I can't make no promises.
I think that's the only week that, like, you should be more attentive to how you feel than what you need to do. Not saying, like, that should be a habit. But, like, that's the one time where you can't control anything that's happening with your body.
I know.
And all you need is some type of grace to say, like, it's going to be okay.
Like, peanut butter and chocolate, those are my boo things.
Together or separately?
It could be together, it could be separately, but I need it in my mouth.
So you're like a Reese's Pieces type of person.
Oh, yes.
Yeah, not me. I don't do the chocolate and peanut butter together. Ooh. But I'm also not like a sweets person either.
I wish I was a sweets person.
I have a sweet tooth sometimes. Mm-hmm. Like, there was a moment where I didn't care to eat, like, food, but there was, like, this chocolate lava cake at Fridays.
That I can't do.
And I did it. And all I just needed was a glass of water. And I would just sit there. And, like, people would be like, what do you want to do? I'm like, you want to take me to get some dessert? And it was a thing. But now it's not really my thing. But there was, like, a moment in time where, like, I was just, like, craving it. And it had to be a certain temperature. Like, it had to be warm. You can't give me the cold stuff. Like, it was bad when I realized, like, how easy it is that you just popped it in the microwave.
Yeah.
Took away from my experience. In my mind, there was somebody in the back that made it with love. But that's just it. It was Fridays. It was my ignorance.
My God. Okay, what are yours?
Okay, my next one is eating better when I'm at work. When I have the luxury of times like being able to work at home, but then there's times where I have to work at work. And for some reason, even if I have dinner leftovers that I've even packed up,
you don't want
to. And I'll even bring it into work. And I always find a reason to buy something. Like, there's certain foods that I like around my job because it's so far away that I get excited when I go get it. But I realize, again, like, it's turning me, like, I'm getting a big bag. Because, like, you and your snacking, I look forward to eating these things that are not always good. And I always realize, like, well, I pace myself when I eat. But sometimes when I get a little, when I haven't eaten, especially, like, if the last time I ate was, like, 6 o'clock that day before, I want to eat all my food and now I'm tired. And now I still have like 3 to 4 hours left in my day and I don't want to do that. And I don't like that feeling because I still have to drive like an hour home. So I want to have better eating habits and I want to do more meal prepping. So yeah, I don't want to, I want to stop ordering the food.
Woo! That's a killer right there, is the ordering, the taxes, the...
Yeah,
it's just
my coworkers too. They be like, "What you eat for lunch?" I'm like, "I don't know. You know, I brought some. Like, I got you." I said, "Well, what we get?" It's like I can't win. Like, even if I do bring my lunch, like, there's always a reason for me to like eat something else outside of what I brought, and I don't like that. Well, it's not that I don't like it. I actually like it a lot. That's why I need to slow my roll.
Listen, the guys that be on my floor always come up to me. I'm going to Chick-fil-A or I'm going to such and such. You want anything? I said, don't come over here and ask me that.
You don't do that.
Like, please.
Don't tell me you got me on this one. Like, no. Stop.
Stop getting like,
me. Don't tell me you about to go pick it up. Now I don't got to do nothing.
No.
I don't, yeah, I want to be better with that. And then my fourth one, sorry, I was off the dome, but I have them written down too. Learning that it's okay to say no.
Oh, yes, please, everybody.
I was like a yes man a lot in my time. And maybe not like when I was like high school, college, you would have got a smooth no. I would have sang it to you. I would have sent you a text message, a love letter. You know what I'm saying? I would have sang it from the rooftops. But like as I've gotten older, there were times where I've found myself saying yes when I really meant no. And I'm the only person that's hurting from it. So I want to work on saying no, and it's okay.
I like that. I like that. My number five, saying what my issue is and finding a solution in the same day.
Woo! Wait, okay. Okay, because I have a question with that. Because I know, I feel like, do you have anything to expand on that? Or you want to go straight?
I'm the type of person that if I'm mad and I know what I'm mad about needs to have a conversation and be talked through, I hold it and I use that anger for other shit.
Yeah, like redoing her
and
over.
Sometimes the shit I use that anger for, it helps me. It helps me get miles done, helps me pick up weight, it helps me
reorganize.
Go on, move
topics. Further. I've seen it all. I've seen it.
I've been wanting to use that. And then if I get a solution, it's gonna be like, well, Shane, what you mad at? But at the same time, you don't get time back that you didn't use. You don't get time back that you wasted. I'm getting older. The people that I spend more time around are getting older, and I have to stop feeling like when I'm not mad no more, I'll call, or when I'm not mad no more, I'll see them, or I have to get out of that habit. What do you think
of that? Okay, so my follow-up question to that was, because it sounds like something like you want to do, but like, what if that person isn't ready to do that?
If the other
person, are you okay with not having the resolution? Are you just using it?
I'm okay with somebody not being ready, but I just know, like, most of the time, people be ready to apologize to me and move on and have the solution, and I'd be just like, there's no way I can let you feel like it's that easy. And I'm just like, shit, what the fuck are you like that?
You have ego and you have pride and you also have
feelings. That is so sick. And just because
somebody's over something doesn't always mean that you have to get over it at that same time.
It is so sick. I have to get out of that. My sixth thing is the girls gotta learn to cook more, but I don't like people in my kitchen while I'm cooking. Fuck!
Okay. I have a suggestion with that. Because, like, maybe you can separate the two. There can be a time frame where you want to teach them how to do something. And that doesn't have to be that time frame that you actually want to cook something.
Well, that would mean I would have to have money to waste on food that they're going to fuck up.
That's okay. We're going to get you a nice little GoFundMe where it's like, I'm teaching the kids to cook. I'm going to start off. I'm going to give you my first 20. I'm going to support
her. Be having PTSD every time I tell her to wash the dishes because I know they ain't clean. I'm in here just counting the minutes she's been running my water on full throttle. Sick.
I was that kid too, because I was just like, when I turn it off, I want fresh water, and I'm just like, yeah. No.
But she has to learn, and I'm just like, damn. But my next thing to teach Anya is how to cook rice.
Oh my God, I love that.
Like my thing would be like, I want to have a big kitchen with a big island. That way, yes, you can help me at the island. Don't come near this thing. Don't come near the stove. They want to make a pizza from scratch. I'm just like, when I get a house and I get a big island, we could do that. Until then, get the hell out of my kitchen. So yeah, that's what I know I need to do.
Okay, I love that. I love that a lot. I love that you're taking consideration that these are women that you're raising.
Yes.
And that they should be able to cook, not only for the team, but for themselves.
Because I would say this, I love Jennifer to death. I am the youngest of four older brothers from her vagina and one on my daddy's sack from his previous relationship. But Jennifer never was like, Shan, come in here so I can show you how to cook this yourself. Jennifer was like, oh, you want pancakes at 3 a.m.? I'll get up out of my bed and cook it.
Right.
Oh, you want this at 5:30 in the morning? I'll go in the kitchen. Jennifer should have told me no lots of times, because I didn't start cooking until I was 28, 29.
Yeah, because you had to, and you realized that was something that you had to do, which unfortunately I think
is
a bittersweet thing, because it's just like, thank you, mom, but I still need to be great too.
Girl, I was 32 and I perfected that rice.
Well, at least you worked on it.
Jesus Christ. So I'm trying to save them. So I'm going to do a little bit earlier. So yeah. What are your two?
Okay, mine is a day off doesn't mean you have to do absolutely nothing.
I like that.
And that's for me, because I will take a day off and yeah, I would do absolutely nothing. But I realized there were so many other things that I could have did, not just, well, no, mostly just for myself, mm-hmm. like whether it's getting a doctor's appointment out the way or getting my nails done or purging things, like things that can benefit me without having to think about work.
Yeah,
when I want to do it in any other opportune time. But these times that I literally just be like, well, I'm just going to be great today and do absolutely nothing. I think the most thing you probably would get from me is brushing my teeth and washing my ass. Yeah. But outside of that, I want to do more. I want to be able to find things that fulfill me outside of whatever's going on in my life. On my days off, when I have days off to myself. Especially now bartending, like where that will take up my whole weekend. Now I technically don't have a day off this whole week. if I think about it. And so I want to be more proactive with, you know, doing things for myself that makes me happy, even on my, when I am working, because I know that on my days off, I did something. Even if it's creating an own challenge for myself to walk 2 miles.
Yeah.
Okay, it's like things like that.
That's the frustration with adulting, is just like, nigga, there's never enough fucking time to do everything you want to do.
I agree.
Like, there are mornings, like, first of all, the number one thing in life that I love is sleeping. And if I could drug myself to sleep more, I love that too. Okay. The best thing about labor was the drugs. Okay. Don't let anybody tell me. Okay. If I could buy the Epidural over the counter, I would, and pill care. But when you realized how much you slept in and how much time it ate in your day, robbery, okay? So that's what gets me up at 5 and gets me to the gym by 6 something, to sweat and know that, oh, I'm going to get out of here by this time. I'm going to go to the grocery store. Then I'm going to go home. I'm going to have time to shower. I'm going to have time to cook me breakfast in a quiet house. And then I'm going to put my drawers on and a t-shirt with no bra, and I'm going to work for the next 8 hours.
I love that. That sounds amazing.
Okay. But yes, a day off, never a day off when you're adulting properly.
Yeah. Or a parent, because I'm not. So, I have a dog. That's what I have. And you know what? I have a yard too. So, go do your thing. Come back, friend, and we back in the house. Like,
my God. What's your next one? Or did you do two?
Did I do two? I said no. And
okay, you did two.
And the days off, yeah.
All right. My 7 and 8 is, I need to stop talking about it. This will be the last time I bring it up. I'm going to just do it next time. I need to build an active savings IRA investment account.
Oh, I love that. You haven't done that yet?
No, because when you have iffy daddies to children, you have to be your own emergency fund, and it has to be accessible for what they need.
Understood.
And so a lot of times I put shit to the side. Does it help me later in the month? Yes. But what if I didn't do it? I would have to ask someone who wasn't me. So it's kind of like my backup is never really a backup that stacks. It's a backup for later, and I say, thanks, Shan. Thanks for doing that. 3 weeks ago, it came in handy. I don't want it to come in handy that soon. I want it to sit, grow, make sense, and it's just hard as shit. So, but what isn't hard, okay? And there are hard things that we love, and we do. So I need to do it. My number 8 is, I gotta purge things that I have that I don't need.
Mm.
I think a lot of people, just like me, you bought things, you got things at one time, you loved it. But when was the last time you opened that container? When was the last time you took that shit off the hanger and actually wore it out the house? When was the last time you put your feet in it? Do you even know what's in that bin?
Mm.
And if you don't know what's in that bin, you don't need what's in that bin. There's an illusion in your mind that's telling you you need it, or you need to save it, and you don't fucking need to save it.
No.
So I need to do that. There's so many linens that I have in my house that I've never used. And I'm just like, where the fuck did all these drapes come from? And all of these windows in this house do not have rocks. Like,
I'm screaming.
I'm going to go through it, but... yeah,
I totally get that.
Those are my two.
Absolutely. I should have put that on my list. That maybe I should replace it, because, but I agree with you. I think, but that's what I've been doing lately. It's just going through things, and I forgot what I saw. It was like some show on Netflix, but it was like to help you get rid of things. Like, if it doesn't bring you joy when you have it, like when you like initially see it again, like it's okay to let it go. And just like you, like if you weren't thinking about it then, you're probably not going to care about it, even if you see it now. And even if you do, like, it might even bring some nostalgia, but that's, those are things that you just need to move on from. Because obviously, if it was been in there for 6 years, mm-hmm. and now on the seventh year, you're like, oh my gosh. And then you're going to put it away again, and another 6 years, going to be like, oh my, just let it go.
It's time to sell it.
Okay. Things I need to work on is that, I'm trying to, like, because I was jumping around. So, that I am not for everyone, and that's okay. I'm not gonna lie. Maybe it's a little bit of narcissism in me. Okay. Okay. I'm not even gonna lie. I don't think that I'm a narcissist. It's just, I don't see any reason why nobody would love me. Now, as I've gotten older and I've built some self awareness, I can see a few things, but that doesn't change.
I know why people wouldn't love me.
But I am now coming to the realization, like, it's okay. Like, I'm not everybody's cup of tea.
Hey, how you doing? My name is BTG, a.k.a. Baylor, a.k.a. Baylorism. And are you out there looking for that red balloon pop content? Are you still out there watching content about Kendrick and Drake? Do you like gender wars? Are you complaining about your baby mama and your baby daddy still? Well, we don't have that type of content over here at BTG for President. Nor do we have it with Open Room with BTG, still a part of the Rare Sonic Network. I want you guys to go ahead and subscribe and tune in. Will I drop an episode this week? Maybe not. What about next week, you say? Probably, maybe not. But as long as you keep following me, you'll keep following greatness. BTG for President, Open Room with BTG, a part of the Rare Sonic Network. Little stupid bitches.
See, I'm not every probably. You probably don't even like the flavor that I'm giving off, but it's, that's okay.
Because I'm not the person that you think is not about to address that bullshit. I'm going to address that bullshit, and I'm going to love you after.
Yes, but that's what I love most about you. So I don't know. I guess those people just are not ready to take accountability and don't think that you're the person that's going to not tell them that. But I think that if anybody knows to have you in their lives, like, you're going to call it out. And it's okay that they don't agree, because it's coming out of a place of love, not maliciousness. So I see it, like, differently. And that we're on 7-8, right?
Yeah.
Okay. It's okay to walk away.
Ooh.
I don't know if it's just, I don't want to say that I have abandonment issues, but I'm like that person that will stay around as long as the environment feels safe enough. I'm comfortable enough. Like, I'm always going to be that person that's always going to be your friend. Now, I may not always be there physically or maybe even emotionally, but if you ever call me, I will pick up the phone, but I will never leave you. But I realize there's some people that we outgrow, and there's some people that drain your energy that we probably didn't understand until as we get older and understanding how we feel when we get off the phone. You ever been on the phone with somebody and you was okay, and then you get off the phone, you'd be like, why do I feel so anxious?
Yeah.
Like, why do I feel like something happened to me? And you realize that even if you may have wanted to talk about something, it was just about that person, that whole conversation. Mm-hmm. And I'm at this point in my life where I would like to share my life with my friends or my person or people that I care about. And I want them to be able to do that with me. And if that doesn't work for either of us, I think it's okay for us to walk away. But sometimes I'll be wanting to hold on to the toxicity.
Not me. I don't want no maybe people in my life, and I don't want no possibilities. It's a possibility. Well, you never know. Never know these nuts, nigga.
Yeah, but sometimes it's the nuts that be trying to hold you down. It's the
nuts. I don't want those nuts to hold me down. I'm kidding.
Me either, and that's why I gotta walk away.
Some new nuts.
And I do too. I do too. Two more left.
I need to get into trying new foods, but I'm also the type of person where I hate to spend the time and money on shit that I'm not happy with.
Understood. Even though that's a contradiction, but at least you.
I know. That's why I haven't been able to do it, because I'm just like, ew. What if I spend the money on it and I don't like it?
But you won't know until you try it. Exactly. Okay. My question is there anything that you would like to try, like, that you don't know if you would like or not, but that's something that you just said, like, I want to try it. Is it like caviar or something like that?
No, I don't want those in my mouth. I would like to try deer meat.
Okay, venison. Okay.
Or bear.
Oh, you want some bear? Okay. I've tried deer meat. I never had a bear.
Yeah, I wanna taste that thing. Okay. I know I don't like octopus. I don't like mussels. I'm a very much particular person when it comes to consistency of things in my mouth.
Octopus. Okay, so there's different versions of octopus.
I don't like calamari, and I don't like it.
Oh, okay. So I like calamari, but I really feel like it depends on where I'm at and what calamari I have. And the same thing with octopus, yeah. Because, like, let's say I went to, like, a K-pop, which is, like, a Korean barbecue. It's, like, a Korean spot, and you, like, kind of cook the food right in front of you.
Yeah.
Yeah. And they have, like, these little small octopus, little mini ones. I don't like that. The head be getting big. The legs be pulling up. The texture of it just is weird. But then, like, I went to an Italian restaurant and they made this octopus, and it was like a thick octopus. It was girl. She was thick. I don't know if it was a girl or a man. I don't know. I called a girl. But, and I was very, like, skeptical. But then when I tried it, it was very good. It didn't taste fishy. Like, it was good. So I really think that there's certain levels of different foods that if you try it in certain places will be, like, not for you. But if you try it in more high class or upscale places, it might be the best thing since sliced bread. That's the only reason why I can say I eat octopus now. Because before I was just like, I'm not doing it. Why? The whole idea of octopus does not sound appealing to me. And then they put it on a plate when I was at an Italian restaurant and I tore it up. Well, it was like an appetizer. And so I took a piece and it tastes like chicken.
I'm like that with guacamole. Everybody can't make my guac.
I agree. If I
go to a good Mexican restaurant and they make that thing fresh and that thing green, like a pretty green, and they got the fresh peppers and everything in it, oh, I'm going to tear it up.
I love that. The only thing that I don't like about guac is that, like, you got to eat it now.
Oh, yeah. Ain't no saving that hoe.
You can't. You got to let it go after tomorrow. Yeah. Which is very interesting because
queso. I hate when a motherfucker pack queso to go, because there's no way for me to warm this up how it was initially.
Right, because now it's like
blue.
Yeah, and it doesn't.
Yeah,
the same way. It's not melting onto it. Just
not paying $2.99 for extra queso is gonna be fucked up.
Right. No, I totally agree. I love them. What's your other one? Cause you got a little bit more than me.
Yeah. I need to pay off 3 credit cards and not get any more. You know, something light. Oh my God.
That's so fast. You was like, I need to.
I'm like, dear, y'all want your money, don't y'all?
You better call that customer that paid that $35,000. Let me hold some. You don't need it.
Woo-wee. The next one is...
Oh, wait. I have 3. I have 3 left.
Okay.
But you can... I don't know how many you have left.
4.
Okay. So you do one and then...
11. I need to stretch more, but I hate stretching.
Really? But even as a walker?
I don't like the uncomfortable feeling of getting the stretch out.
Mm.
But I do like when other people stretch me.
That's like my favorite thing. Like when I used to go to the gym, like that was like my favorite thing. Like I would spend at least 15 to 30 minutes just in the stretch room, and I'll stretch out like all my body parts, and I feel like now I can go for how long.
Pre-stretch and I don't after stretch, and it's really sickening.
I don't know if I have to stretch.
I need to.
I mean, if somebody wants to stretch after,
cool. Yeah.
I don't know if I've ever really thought about it unless it's like me walking.
And I hate those like roly hard foam things. Oh my God, they're so uncomfortable.
The roly hard foam thing.
Yeah. I don't know what they're called, but people use them to like stretch out their legs after their workout.
I think I need to look into that. Again, because you said after, and I'm always, I do the pre-stretch. I don't do post-stretch.
You put the stretch before and after.
Okay, so this is a good thing to know.
Yeah.
Am I gonna do it? Let's get to the gym first.
But okay.
let's take a step at a time.
Right.
Okay, so do you want me to do my three, or you want me to do two? You do two, and then we do our ones last.
Two.
Okay. So mine is, I need to start not being afraid to take risk and understand that failure doesn't mean the end.
Oh yes, please.
I think is there certain facets of my life that I'm the only person that's in my way, and it's been like that longer than I anticipated, because that hasn't been my personality, but I keep saying that, but now it has become my personality, and I don't want to be that person anymore. Like I think I'm gonna step outside. And
what is it that you feel like you're not going for that you need to? You don't have to be specific, but
you asked me to be specific. Well, I've been having this dream to just be like a solo podcaster for a very, very long time. But I feel like I'm very good with co-hosts. I feel like it in the podcast that I've been on, like my voice always complements the co-host that I have. And I'm not saying that I'm not afraid. Well, that's where we are.
But you are the compliment to your own compliment.
Oh, thank you. I appreciate that.
You need to do it.
And I think that I've just been psyching myself out. When I tell y'all that I have things in the vault that I've had that no one ever gonna know. And if I ever release them, it's gonna be years. So I'll probably have to put them like, you know, bonus episodes or something like that. But that is something that I'm like trying to push myself to. That's one of the main things. There's other things for sure. Mm-hmm. But I know that like in this time frame of me even podcasting and knowing that this is something that I want to do, despite me like having to do it with Shan or me previously doing with my last co-host, it was like, this is something that I want to do, but you guys are the reasons why I do it. And I don't want that to be like that anymore. Yeah. I would love to still have that access to be able to record with people, but I would also want to have, you know, a platform just for myself. And where you guys can, you know, just spend some time with me.
Yeah.
So that's one of the things. If we gotta do more, like, I think I definitely need to be running something. Because
she's gonna do it.
She's gonna make me do it.
Yeah.
I have no option. But, yeah. And then my second one is that I don't have to settle.
No, you don't.
So, and that covers, like, a lot of things in my life. Whether it's where I'm at career-wise, where I'm at in my lifestyle, where I'm at in romantic, my relationships with my friends, family. Like, it's okay that certain things that are happening in my life may not be what I want it to be, but that doesn't mean that I have to be okay with it. Like, I can find different ways or work on different ways to make myself, situations better, people around me better. I can do all of that, but that's on me.
Mm-hmm.
Okay, that's my two. And then I got one more. Proud of me on my last one.
Yes, I love that. Just because I can doesn't mean I need to add it to my plate. It's exhausting. Okay,
let's go clap for Shan.
Back.
Let's go clap.
Just because I can doesn't mean I need to add it to my plate. It's exhausting. I need to be okay with. I can do it tomorrow. I can do it Friday. I'll just do that Saturday, but I'm here right now in the moment, being the present, and I need to be better at that. So if that's you, do what you need to do. My 13, do way more validating of myself this year, so be prepared to be sick of me.
I love that. I love seeing you, like, when you do your outfit checks. Like, I love those. Like, I love it. I love it. I always be like, damn, I need that jacket. Like, I want them shades.
I mean, this week it's getting cold again. We had a high 70 today. I'm just like, what the fuck is going on with this weather?
That's why I'm like, I need to go over there. I'm over it over here.
But next week we're back in the 20s, so I'm just like trying to think about what I want to put on. But yeah,
I love that.
Mm-hmm.
That was your two?
Yep.
Okay, so this is my last one.
Mm-hmm.
Drum roll, please. I need to work on using social media as a tool, not something that I actually have to use on a personal level.
Oh, okay, Gigi.
I know. I can't be a podcaster and not be out here saying hello to y'all like that. Or y'all don't know what's going on.
People think call me when you get off on IG is Shan's other page. It's not.
No, Loki. I'm here, but I'm here though, you guys. Like, and I had to realize, because I'm a very private person, even though like I'm on podcast and I be telling y'all all my things, that in order for me to really be in the spaces where, especially when I want to do my own thing, that to have an audience, it's not just about the episodes. It's about what Gigi does when she's not on the episodes. And it's not always about something personal. Sometimes it's just about thoughts that I can have. And even if y'all just got to see that I look good today, you know, I'm going to work on that for sure, because I think that is another thing that has held me back in regards to like growing more than I can, because I'm a voice, even though I do like my voice. But and now you have to be a face and a voice and a personality, all these things, to be great and to make it in this industry. So if I want it, I got to do it like I'm Nike.
Amen. My last one is saying less and just doing what needs to be done. I need to work on that.
That's very interesting, because even though you talk a lot, you're always getting something done.
I am.
So is there anything, like, if you could give me like an example, and you don't have to be as specific, but what would be something that you've noticed?
I just want to be more like, you ever see like someone's, you ever see how somebody gives you pieces of their life, but you don't know like too much?
Me?
No, but like you can see it on a platform, like, you can see them and know like they do this, this, and this, and they're into this because they show it.
Got it.
I want to be in the experiences, capturing the moment, but I don't want to give it to you in action. If you wasn't there, you won't know. But look at this view. Okay, so she went to Sweden.
Got it. That's fine. Not just be like, hey guys, in Sweden.
Yeah, I wanna like
give you glimpses.
Give you like a snapshot of what I got going on, but you don't know what the motion is until the ending result. I wanna do more of that than just giving you
you're seeing the whole journey
in Yeah, because then it makes people feel like, oh, I don't have to be intentional. I could just wait for what she shows me. Oh, I don't have to ask. I'm going to just wait for her to tell me. Oh, I don't have to show her. I'm going to just
wait for her to post it.
Yeah, I'm just like, no. Like, it's like I'm feeding people who have nothing to bring. So,
yeah, it's like it's not being reciprocated.
Yeah.
Understood. I love that.
Mm-hmm.
Well, that's it. Did we finish?
Yeah, we're done with that list.
I love that. That wasn't that bad.
See, that's an easy thing to do. You don't have to share that with anybody when you make your list of the things you need to work on. But you can look at this list and remind yourself that you said that you was going to do this.
Yeah.
Get up. You know what I'm saying? Get it done. So
the first step is self-awareness. So if you are aware of these things, like no one has to tell you about it, and you know these things, like, then you can work on your priorities and what you want to work on first. You don't have to do everything at one time.
Yeah. I do want to see my pussy more.
You mean like in regards to like
you know
hairless,
like
hairless?
When you're in labor, they actually, do you want a mirror so you can see?
No. I didn't know that. I would love it. I love it.
You want to see it. But you know, like, if you think about it, how many times in life does a woman get to see her vagina, like, full? You don't. You look down at it. Other people get to see it. Your gyno gets to see it full throttle and have conversations, but you don't. I want to Inspector Gadget her and be like, yeah.
So, fun fact, my bedroom set has
Gigi says I do this all the time.
I have a mirror, like, so it's like a headboard, but it has like shelves on the side, and it has like a mirror. It has like like a space, like a nice space where you can like put things on there if you wanted to. Yeah. And then there's like, I have like a mirror. So, and it's like right, perfect position for me to just kind of just.
Yes. I want to see her more often.
Because I just, you know, because sometimes like, especially like when I go get waxed, I want to make sure that all the parts, you know, like what it look like and things like that. And I like looking at her, you know, just letting know like, hey, I'm there. Are you there? Are you okay? Do you need to talk to somebody?
Yeah.
But I like that. I mean, just get you a little mirror.
I'm going to talk to somebody right now.
No, you're muted. Not today. No.
Mm-mm. Right now!
You are blocked.
I have a dear friend and I have a tweet.
Okay.
My dear friend is, the faster you learn to cook, the more money you'll save and the time you'll save.
I love that.
Because in my mind, I could have, is it rain? It's rain. In my mind, I could have went out with the girls and ordered food, but that would have been $40. So I went grocery shopping this morning, so I saved $40 and I spent $10. And that was perfect. But yeah, that's my dear friend. Do you have one or do you want to move to the tweets?
No, mine is growth is ongoing and mm-hmm. imperfect. And give yourself grace while you're working on your list. If you if you're creating a list just like me and Shan did in the beginning of the year, and it doesn't have to be the beginning of the year, it could be at any point in time.
April.
Because your time is your time. Yes. But give yourself grace, because the first step is self-awareness. The second step is actually being able to write it down and being able to face that you know now the things that you need to work on. And just know that this process is not perfected for anybody. There's not like a crash course on how to do it. It's more about how you want to go about it. And so it's okay, friend. It's okay.
Amen. I like that.
Now we're doing X.
My tweet.
Your tweet. Okay.
Why would they tweet that? At VampTact, get ready. Do studs wipe after they pee or do they shake their lips?
I think they could do both.
Really? No. Side order question.
I think they could do both.
Why the fuck are studs so thick? Because if you're not using that ass, give me some. If you're going to put that ass in Jabot jeans, give me some. If you're going to put that ass in boxers, donate some of that ass meat. They're usually super thick with a lot of ass or a hella titties that they trying to tape down. And I'm just like, damn.
I know what's in your algorithm.
You know, like, when women post and be like, yo, I'm just as bad as men. If I see a woman with a nice butt, I'm going to look. I'm like that in the gym. I said, girl, let me see why you're here. What are you working on? Oh, okay. Got it.
I love that. Look at you being great.
You know what I'm saying? You got to appreciate it when you see it. You know what I'm saying? That's it.
I do think that they could do both, though, because you got to think about it. And I think that women would do both anyway, because there's times where you have tissue and then there's times where you don't have tissue.
And we've all been in moments where you in an emergency situation, you in a bathroom that doesn't have shit, but you had to pee and you got to wiggle it out because there's no tissue in your purse.
Yeah. Woo! Yeah, that has happened.
Okay. That'd be one of them. I should have stayed home nights.
Okay, so my what the hell did they tweet isn't really like, which, you know what? I think I need to change my algorithms because all mine are just like about like life and stuff like that. But I'm gonna start looking into more comical things. But mine is from Philosophy of Life, and it says, "Go ghost, forget attention, and just grow in private."
Oh yeah. I love going ghost.
That is my forte. It's not safe. It's not healthy. It's not healthy to do as much as I do. But girl, if anybody knows me enough, they would have called me Casper.
Listen, especially if I'm not the one that pissed me off and you pissed me off and I get to disappear and not have an explanation later. Oh my God, that is a treat. Now, what's a gamble is finding out the person that you disappeared on is actually crazy. But I haven't dealt with one of those in decades, so.
Months. Okay, I heard you.
I'm good. But that's it. I hope you guys enjoyed today's episode.
That's it. That's all.
Thank you for listening to Call Me When You Get Off. You can find us on IG, Twitter, and you can find me at shambypotting.com. We'll be back with another one. Appreciate you. Be good to yourself.
And don't forget to be great.
Yes, make your list and stick to your fucking list.
And you can find me here for now.
They know.